There are important details in the history related to atrial tachycardia, although very few of them are specific. Of course, medication history is very important, particularly if one suspects digitalis toxicity. As simple as that is, it's still important to ask the question. And it is important to know what medications the patient is on, because antiarrhythmic medications particularly can slow the atrial rate of rhythms such as atrial flutter. Therefore, the diagnosis can be different between an atrial tachycardia and atrial flutter. Sometimes this is academic, and sometimes this is clinically quite important.